And let's head to the K-Lines this morning and bring in from CheeseheadTV.com our good friend, K107.1 Packer expert. It takes a lot to qualify for that title, Brian. You pretty much have to know that they wear green and gold, and you get in.
Well, I'm glad somebody, you know, has to do it.
But you're a knowledgeable man as well, of course. You can find your work at CheeseheadDV.com. And, Brian, always good to have you on the program. Now, the Packers play tonight. Hard to believe already that the preseason is here. Packers traveling out to San Diego, a return trip from a game last year. Might be a little different, less on the line for sure, as it is the first preseason game. What do we expect from game one? I know you and I have talked about how what was a healthy team, it seems, a little bit ago. Now there's quite a bit of injuries. How do the Packers deal with that tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. The Packers are a little more dinged up at this time of year than you would expect. They haven't even played a game yet. So saying like there's already been 17 players ruled out of this game tonight, and that includes players on the PUP list who you kind of expected,
sure.
Guys who haven't even practiced yet this year. But, I mean, still, there's all these injury issues, and the Packers are particularly thin on the offensive line. You've got a journeyman tackle, Herb Taylor, who's going to start at left tackle tonight more than likely. So he's going to be protecting Aaron Rodgers' backside. So, you know, that's kind of something to watch tonight. And, you know, it's kind of in question, you know, how long should Aaron Rodgers play tonight because of that, you know, are you going to risk exposing him to injury? And, you know, I don't think Aaron Rodgers will start tonight, but he probably won't play very long. One series, maybe two, something like that. So, you know, the depth on the offensive line, how long Rodgers plays, all things to watch tonight in the first preseason game.
Yeah, Rodgers, I mean, it's the first preseason game, so they're not going to get a lot of time anyway, I think, most of these starters. But there has been some discussion that maybe Rodgers shouldn't play at all. Are you in that camp, or do you think get him out there, let him throw a few balls, and then let him go sit down and rest?
Yeah, I think he should play. You know, there's only one guy on the offensive line who's not your preferred starter. You want Marshall Newhouse out there. He's predicted to be the starting left tackle. He's not going to play because of injury. But, I mean, other than that, he's got Aaron Rodgers as his first-string offensive line out there. I don't think there's a whole lot of risk. You know, he's going to play one series, maybe two, like we said. You know, 50% of the time he's going to be handing the ball off anyway, so it's kind of like there's a risk for injury there. So, you know, heck, I guarantee you if the Packers go drive down for a touchdown on the first series, Aaron Rodgers will be out of there even before the second series.
I think you misspoke. I think you said if when you should have said when the Packers drive down for the touchdown. Are you overconfident like I am? I feel like we just won the Super Bowl last year, and then like whatever happened in 2011, that was just a dream. We really were the defending Super Bowl champs. That's kind of how I feel. I think the Packers haven't been talked about too much. You get a lot of attention on what's going on with the Dolphins now and Hard Knocks, and the Cowboys are always in there, the Jets. Are the Packers flying under the radar a little bit this preseason?
Well, I'll tell you what, I just got the odds from Las Vegas the other day, I think yesterday, and the Packers are the favorite to win among every team in the NFL to win the Super Bowl. They have the lowest odds. I think it's something like 6-1. They're 6-1 odds. The Packers will win the Super Bowl. So they're the favorites according to the odds makers. You know, I wouldn't say I'm overconfident. I think the Packers have a lot of issues on defense that, you know, kind of came up last year that, you know, they have to prove they're going to fix in order to, you know, get back to the top of the heap in the NFL. But, I mean, definitely a good team. They're going to be there at the end of the year. I don't think there's any doubt this is a playoff team. You know, it's all going to come down to what happens in January and February.
Just don't bet on those 6-1 odds and then try to be a replacement ref. Right? The female ref tonight, the first female ref in the NFL, one of the replacement refs, was in the World Series of Poker a couple years ago, and now the refs that are kind of holding out on strike, they're trying to use that as like some sort of blackmail or use it against her, which the NFL obviously doesn't tolerate, or they say they don't tolerate gambling. Do you think the replacement refs are going to have any impact today throughout the next couple of weeks, and if they don't resolve it with the real refs throughout the season, is this season going to have an asterisk by it because of these replacement refs if they do stay with us for a while?
I definitely don't think there's going to be an asterisk. It's hard to say. You know, we'll find out starting tonight how these replacement refs do. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of difference. But yeah. I suppose they're more inexperienced compared to the regular refs, so they might blow a call here and there. But I mean, the regular refs blow a call every now and again too. So. It'd be nice to have the regular refs out there. So, we'll find out tonight how the scabs do.
Yeah, the regular refs are holding out. They're not the greatest refs in the world to begin with. And now you got all these other guys going to take the field tonight, so we'll see how that goes. What are the Packers hoping for tonight, Brian? Obviously, in the preseason, wins and losses don't really matter. What do you want to see out of the Packers tonight?
I want to see the Packers stay healthy tonight. I mean, that's all there is to it. They're dinged up right now, and they just got to get healthy, and it's going to be the next couple preseason games. Week 2, 3, you're going to see the starters playing a little bit more. Tonight's a chance for the young guys to see a lot of playing time. And in the second half, you're going to see the second string, the third string guys, the guys pushing to make the roster, fighting for a roster spot. So, you want health and you want the young guys to play well. That's what you want for the first preseason game.
The first preseason game, 5 o'clock. The coverage starts right here on K107.1. 7 o'clock, the kickoff tonight, and then the post game following. Make sure you listen during the game for the game day phrase that pays your chance to win tickets to the next Green Bay home game. Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com joins us this morning. We will talk to you again next week to preview next week's game and throughout the season, as we did last year. The Packers still only have lost twice since we've been talking, so we have that going for us. Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks, Brian.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.